Good morning.
Hello, David.
Good to see you once again.
Thanks.
Well, obviously, the Emmy Awards have very little to do with movies, so
That's
to speak.
True.
It's about television.
Of course.
Nonetheless, more and more often, we're seeing movie stars move to television, whether it's for specials or short-run series.
Yep.
And we're starting to see that kind of crossover career.
Yeah, I just was reading something earlier this week about how the Oscars could take a page from the Emmys and reward some surprises, because that was something that really kind of surfaced at the Emmys this week. You know, even Jeff Daniels winning an Emmy, he beat Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad and Jon Hamm from Mad Men, who's never won, and Bryan Cranston's won the last 3 years. So it was a surprise, but Jeff Daniels is not just a local boy who we all love, but he's a well-respected actor. He's been in many fine films, and he's made this crossover to a great show on HBO.
Called Newsroom.
That's right. And Julie Louis-Dreyfus won for her show, Veep, which is also on HBO. So I think we're going to see...
A farcical comedy.
So, I think we're going to see more of those premium cable channels winning major awards at the Emmys.
That most certainly seems trend. They simply don't have the limitations that network television does.
Right.
So, yeah, good stuff. It was certainly fun to watch Jeff Daniels pick up his award.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool. And, you know, everybody loves Jeff. And, you know, he's played quite a few concerts at the Michigan the last few years, and he's had to take the last couple years off because of shooting the show. So now it'll probably be a few more years before he comes back to the theater for his after Thanksgiving concerts because of the success of The Newsroom.
Well, and I just saw a picture yesterday of him in character.
I saw it.
Yeah, he's back with Jim Carrey, and they're filming Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yes, and I love that they are spelling 2, T-O, because
exactly.
It's apropos of Dumb and Dumber. I love it.
Exactly right. People have been waiting that for a long time. It's been almost 20 years now since the original one came
out.
Really? Yeah.
That's bonkers. I can't believe it's been that long.
I know.
That's great.
I guess the storyline is going to pick them up 2 decades later, and as you might imagine, there's probably not much personality
change.
No,
probably not. Or personal growth. No.
Exactly right. Well, The Little Mermaid is making news again, and not everybody's on board with what they're doing.
Right. So The Little Mermaid has had the Disney classic has had some screenings just over this past weekend that Disney is touting as second screen screenings. There was a great story on NPR about it earlier this week where kids and their families are encouraged to bring iPads to the screening and play along. So there are games that correspond to scenes in the film. I just read something the other day that said before the credits were finished, there were two separate games that you could play, and that they actually paused the movie at certain sections so that
you would have time to catch up.
Right, exactly. And I think it's crazy. I really do. I can't even imagine.
It certainly seems contrarian to the typical movie-going experience. But also, I mean, we have a hard enough time getting people to pay attention these days. And if you can sit through a 90-minute movie, I mean, that goes a long way. Now you start multitasking during the course of a movie. Although, you know what? We're talking about this. When I go to the movies, I see, you know, everybody just texting through the whole movie and looking at their phones and everything else like that. So, how different is it really?
And Russ and Brian and I were talking about this the other day, when we were talking about prepping for Cinema Chat, and I said we got to talk about The Little Mermaid because it's resonating with people, this notion of the second screen and how we're consuming media these days. And Brian, our program manager, said, you know, when I watch TV at home, I have my laptop there too, and if Boardwalk Empire, for example, makes some reference to a historical figure that he doesn't know, he can just go on his computer and pull it up on Wikipedia real quick and learn something. I think that's great. He's at home. He's at home. He's not bothering anybody but his family. But if you're doing this in the movie theater, there could be somebody there who's trying to have this this experience in we always like to talk about, the dark room, the flickering light, going back to our caveman days of having a story told to you in this sense of community. And how can you do that when you are not even looking at the screen, you're looking down at your second screen?
I suspect as we move forward, it's going to become more and more common that we have,
Well, sure. I mean,
when are you going to wire, the Michigan Theater for Wi-Fi so people can bring their laptops,
Oh, we are, David. We already are. Well, sure. I mean, there's the whole thing about the tweet seats. which a lot of orchestras sort of got up in arms about. And, you know, we're going to reserve the last two rows of the auditorium so that people can tweet, you know, do live tweet during the concert. I don't see the Michigan Theater going that direction anytime soon.
All right. Well, that's probably
we'll stay pure.
So what are my choices this week as I head toward the theater?
There's kind of a lot of good films opening. Opening at the Michigan, there's a film called Enough Said. And Enough Said stars Julie Louis-Dreyfus as a divorcee and single parent named Ava. And she meets and falls for a sweet, funny man who's also facing an empty nest. Played by James Gandolfini.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of his
last movies.
Yeah,
right.
It's one of his last film roles. And it's getting some really nice reviews, particularly for James Gandolfini. You know, there's this tiny critical backlash is too strong of a term, but it's the one coming to my head right now, about would we be paying as much attention to this film if it weren't for James Gandolfini's untimely passing. But forget that. It sounds like just a really delightful movie, a movie for adults, you know, in this always this sea of fodder for teens and tweens. So Peter Travers from Rolling Stone really enjoyed the movie. He said that James Gandolfini is so sweetly funny that you wish he'd been given more chances to tap his talent for the lighter side.
Yeah,
so that's Enough Said, and that opens on Friday at the Michigan.
And everybody that's talking about the movie says this character that James mm-hmm. Gandolfini plays is really as close to any to how he really is.
Oh.
Certainly far mm-hmm. different than
from
the Tony Soprano character right. that he played, right.
Well, and also opening this weekend is Don John, which stars my boyfriend, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I love him.
And does he know?
Oh, yes. We're very much in love. he plays a good old-fashioned, strong guy, and his buddies call him Don John. His name is just John, because he can pull a different woman every weekend. But even though he can have any beautiful woman he wants, he finds more bliss alone in front of the computer watching pornography. And he
that's kind of sad.
Yeah. And he meets this another beautiful old-fashioned girl played by Scarlett Johansson. And she's been raised on Hollywood films, so she thinks she's going to find her prince charming. And when these two meet and get together, they struggle against a media culture full of false fantasies.
I've heard nothing but very good things about this movie.
Oh, me too.
Well acted, well scripted, mm-hmm. everything
yep.
about it is
and
good.
And Brian saw this at Sundance, and he thought it was great. So we're super excited that it's opening in town. It's playing at the Multiplex, and it starts on Friday.
One of the movies that I'm looking forward to is Plimpton.
Plimpton! It has an exclamation point in the title.
Exactly. If you know George Plimpton, he's kind of an erudite author, and he's yeah. taken on a variety of roles. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite, which, of course, was Paper Lion.
Right.
He
played with the Detroit Lions,
getting beat up by Alex Karras and company. Right.
Love it.
Exactly. It was great. So now this is kind of George Plimpton about George Plimpton.
Right. It's a documentary film. You know, all of his life and all of his crazy doings and his evolution as, you know, journalist and you know, becoming an actor a little bit later in life. And we're actually going to have the director, Luke Poling, is going to be joining us after the screening for a Q&A. And that's playing at the Michigan this Sunday at 3 p.m. So please come down and join us because it'll be really cool to hear Luke talk about the film.
Well, any other special screenings this week?
Oh, so many. On Saturday, we have the next installment of the Three Corpse Circus International Horror Film Festival. This is the fourth year of the festival, and the festival organizers are just great, and they have a really clear vision for steady growth for the festival. So this year, they have three separate blocks of screenings at 3:30, 6, and 8:30 p.m., and that's on Saturday the 28th. Short horror films from around the globe, including some shot in the area. There's going to be a scream contest. There's going to be a costume contest. There's going to be a horror art show in the lobby. It's a really cool festival, and it's just this Saturday.
Now, very rarely do you get people screaming in the theater.
Well, you don't know. No, that's very true. We also have a sneak preview of a film called Go Far, the Christopher Rush story. That's a documentary. It's narrated by Mark Hamill. It's about Christopher Rush, who passed away not too long ago. He had muscular dystrophy, and he was the poster child for the MDA many, many years ago as a boy. We're going to be joined by the director of that film, too, Zach Arnold, and that's on Sunday at 6:30 p.m.
So, yeah, so at 3, you get Plimpton, and you get a question and answer with Luke Poling, and then you get to the Christopher Rush story.
And there's more, but we don't have time. But there's so much more happening both downtown at the Michigan Theater and the State Theater and opening at the Multiplex this weekend.
So why don't you check out mishtheater.org and you'll get a better look at what's going on. We've covered some of it for you, but you obviously have a lot of choices. So we'll see you at the movies. For Amanda Bynum, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us again for this installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.